My hands
are blessed. I've just entered to in our a daily show that is called Time to Meditate. I just want to thank Kokejo, who have just signed off from his show that is called String Listen Talk. I thank him so much. It was really an uplifting show indeed, where they were talking about time, managing time, and there were lots of things that we have learned. It was uplifting. It was soul heal. It was healing soul, that show. It was healing the heart. You are listening to By the Grace Radio station that bring station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. We start this show exactly at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. We just entered now because of the show that have just finished now, which was Strings Music, Strings Heals and Talk with Kokejo. Now tonight, I know that it's a beautiful Wednesday. As I speak now, I know and I believe that there are people who are coming from work. They've stuck in traffic. I just heard Kokejo told me that in Polokwane it's raining. Now here in Midrand it's somehow it's about to thunder, it's about to rain. I don't know wherever that you are, how is the weather there, but here it's about to thunder, it's about to rain. Now I remember when we start our show, with prayer, inviting God, asking God to be with us tonight as we are going to meditate. I know that as I speak now, there are people who are on their way to work, as I mentioned. There are some who are from work, some they are from church, some they are they are going to church, some they are from different places. I want to say to you that as you are driving, take it easy. Take it easy as you are driving, going to wherever that you are going. Take it easy so that you can reach destination safe. Every day we are losing people because of the accidents on the road, because of lots of things which are happening on the road. But I want to say this evening that as you drive safely. If you are tired, stop and sleep. I know that sometimes it's not safe to stop on the middle of the road, somewhere on the road between the bushes and the road. But just drive it slowly until you reach the garage where you can just rest, drink some water, and continue with your journey, or you can sleep so that you can reach where you're going tomorrow, especially those who are driving big trucks, traveling from one country to another. You can just park your truck and sleep. I know that the company that you are working, they give you money to sleep at the hotel, but because you want money, you end up being sleeping. You end up being driving, not sleeping, so that you can save. Now it is fine that way. There's no problem. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be well. So remember, we start the show with prayer. Let me pray. And we invite God. The song that is playing in the background is a song by Don Moon, saying that Our Father who art in heaven. Daddy, we thank you tonight. We believe that you are going to be with us, Lord. Forgive us whatever that we have done. Forgive us our sins. Whatever that we have done that is against your will, forgive us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, and we pray. Amen. Here I cry. That is Don Moon, that we need your mercy. We need your grace today. Wherever that you are driving, we prayed, we said, Lord, we need your mercy. We need your glory. Now, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Let me repeat. We are by the Grace Radio Station, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on the following number. Our WhatsApp number 0328946585. That is our WhatsApp number that you can use to interact with us. 0328946585. You can SMS us using the very same number, or you can call us using the very same number, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can use Sky BTGM radio, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, and then there's a chat box there. You can chat to us. What a beautiful Wednesday. What a beautiful Wednesday. I thank God for this day. I thank God for this beautiful day. I know that we this week also, we're still mourning as we lost the fighter, the preacher of the word, Kifiwa Irene. He will be buried this coming Saturday. And I think also HHP, something like that. He will be buried this week again. I don't know, is Mike King, but I think Irene Kifiwa, she'll be buried in Venda. Let's just say, may soul rest in peace. And let's continue to preach the gospel. Jesus is coming very soon. Wherever that you are, maybe you lost somebody that you love in your family, I pray tonight and I say, may God give you peace. May God strengthen you, and may God strengthen your family so that you can remain standing. I know that losing somebody that you love is not easy. It's very difficult. I tell you from the experience, especially if it's somebody that you were very, very close to, with that person. Especially that if you were closed with, very, very, very close with that person. Now, I believe that it's going to be awesome. I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that God is going to restore our hearts and restore our soul. The song that is playing in the background is saying, God of wonders. Indeed, He's a God of wonders. He's the God who knows everything. He's the God who knows your future. The time is exactly 6:51. 8:09 to 7. We have just almost 30 minutes in our show. We continue to meditate. Now you can interact with me. What is that have challenged you? Remember, the reason why we say the name of this show is Time to Meditate. What we do is, we are reflecting of what we have done during the day, from in the morning until now. In other words, what we do is we sit down, we reflect. As I told you on Monday, that is like we are marking our script of saying, okay, this is right, this is wrong, this is right. I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that God is going to be with us. Now, I just want to do this as we continue. tonight we're going to read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number, Ecclesiastes, I just want to start it from verse number 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse number 7. That's where I'm reading. That's where we're going to read, meditating. But I needed verse number 9, but I want to start it from verse number 7. But what I want to do is, I just want to play I'm going to play two songs as we go to a break. Then when we come back, we will continue. Now let me just do this.
Time to meditate. 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus.
Oh,
That was Ada saying that only you can do what no man can do. Only you can do what no man can do. Let me repeat. Only you can do what no man can do. That is Ada. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. It is a beautiful Wednesday. The time is exactly 7 o'clock. It is exactly 7 o'clock. I believe that Heavenly Father is going to help us. Heavenly Father will guide us so that it's going to be awesome. Now, what I want to say is, I told you that we are going to read in the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. That's where we're going to read. Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. We will read verse number 7. That is a verse that we are going to read as we meditate. Wherever that you are, I want to say to you that we love you. We appreciate your listening. And God loves you. And He will always be with you all the time. His name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha. He will always be with you. He will always continue to be with you. He will always continue to protect you wherever that you are. Wherever that you are, He will always continue to do that. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. Maybe they left you. Maybe your wife left you. Maybe your husband left you. But I want to say to you that God is there with you. He will never leave you. People will leave you. People will forsake you. But God will never forsake you. God will never leave you. He will always be with you. Remember, we are by the grace of God, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The song that is playing in the background is saying, "Take me to places where you be, I wanna be with you." To the place, Rock of Ages. Take me to a places. Let me read that verse. Let me read that verse, and we continue. And I believe that God will help us. God will be with us wherever that you are. And I'm gonna read it. Read it follows. It says, in the same way, alright, number 7. People work and work to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied. Let me repeat. People work and work to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied.
That is in English Revived Vision. It's saying that people work and work to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied. They are never satisfied. Meaning we work and work and work, but we are never satisfied. Now let's just read it in the message. Let's read it in the message so that we can hear what does it say in the message. Right? Let's just read so that we can hear what does it say in the message. Now it is saying we work to feed our appetite, meanwhile our soul go hungry. We work to feed our appetite, meanwhile our soul go hungry. He is just telling us that we work to feed our appetite, but meanwhile our soul is hungry, meaning our soul also needs something to we need to feed our soul with something. Now listen to Amplified. He said, all the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the desire is not satisfied. Let me repeat Amplified. All the labor of a man is for his mouth, in brackets, for self privation and enjoyment, close bracket, and yet the desire, in brackets, of his soul is not satisfied. Now, you can go to Proverbs 16, verse 26. It said, the thought of anger keeps the worker going so that they can eat. The thought of anger keeps the worker waking so that they can eat. Alright. Everyone's toil is for their mouth, yet their appetite is never satisfied. Today is a beautiful Wednesday. I believe and I know that you have wake up in the morning. The important thing was you were going to work from in the morning at 6 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Some they are doing 7 to 7, like my wife, she's doing 7 to 7. 7 to 7, meaning it's almost 12 hours. Now, some of us, we are doing 8 hours. There are some people who are doing 6 hours. It depends on the company that you work. It depends on the agreement that you have agreed with your employer. What have you agreed? What are the terms and conditions? But all in all, is we are working to feed our stomach. I don't think that there's somebody who's just going for work just for fun. I don't think you just go for work for just for fun. You're not going there just for fun. Eh? I don't think you just go to work just to say, I'm just going there just to have fun. You're going there for one purpose. When we go there, we go for one purpose, to feed our stomach, to feed ourselves. But we forget and we never satisfied. Reason why? To show that we never seek satisfied. We are not always in one company. It's a sign of shame. We never satisfied. You You go to this company, they tell you that we're going to give you 200. You work for 5 months, you get another company, is promising you that they're going to give you maybe 800. You leave that company, you go to another company, which is not wrong. It's not wrong, because we're working so that we can feed our soul. We work so that we can feed our soul. That is the reason why we work so that we can feed our stomach, we can feed ourselves, but we must not forget to feed our soul. That is why when you read in the message, as I told you, it clearly states that it's saying that it's saying we work to feed our appetite, meanwhile our soul go hungry. That's what it says, that we work so that we can feed ourselves, we can feed our appetite, meanwhile our soul go hungry. So it is very important, because today, for example, it's Wednesday. Now there are people who got opportunity to go to church. Reason for that is to feed the soul. Those who did not get opportunity, but you have opportunity to listen to any station that preach gospel, so that you can feed your soul. So that you can feed your soul, so that the human being can be fulfilled. That is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Alright. Let's go. Let's just play this song. And then we will continue. Let's just say, I am the Y. Just listen.
Describe who you are from eternity past.
Yeah, we are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul, that is who we are. By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on the following number, 03289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. The very same number you can use it to SMS. The very same number you can use it to call. Or you can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then there's a chat box there. You can chat to us. Or what you can do, you can go to Skype, say BTGM Radio. Then you can Skype to us there, chat to us with whatever that you want to chat to us. Remember, we read in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6-7, when it talks about, let me repeat what it said, if you have joined it now. It's saying that people work and work to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied. Meaning, each and every morning we go to work to feed ourselves. For example, today it's a 31st. The money has entered into your account. But what I normally say is that you must use your money in the right way. Don't just misuse the money. Use it in the right way, because you need it. That's the reason why I'm saying that we work and work to feed ourselves, but we never satisfied. But now, whereas when we go to the message, it just shows us that we work to feed our appetite, meanwhile our soul go hungry. That's what he said. We work and work to feed our appetite, but meanwhile our soul go hungry. Memoyaruna, if a legend lure Leona, it's very good. They need something to eat. So, memoyaruna, if it are, we feed our soul by reading the Bible, by listening to the Word of God, by listening to the music that uplift your soul, by listening to by the Grace Radio. Is the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. That is what is happening. The station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You have just tuned in. It is awesome. It's gonna be awesome. The time is exactly 19 past 7. And now, when we read in Amplified, it said, all the labor of man is for his mouth, for self-privilegiation and enjoyment, and yet the desire of his soul is not satisfied. Okay. Then I gave you Proverbs 16:26. The thought of anger keeps the worker waking so that they can eat. That is what we're talking about. It is awesome. And it's going to be awesome. And I believe that the God of heaven will continue to help us. Will continue to restore our soul. All right. Let's just see. Let's go to that Proverbs 16 that I gave you, verse 26. It's saying, the thought of anger keeps the workers waking so that they can eat. Let's do the comparison. Let's read Amplified. The appetite of a worker works for him, for his anger urge him on. Now, the appetite will make you to work. And the appetite will keep you going. Because you know that if I don't work, I'm not going to eat. If you don't work, your family will suffer. They will need something to eat. It's very important to work. It's very important to make sure that we
we take care of our family that we've been given. Because if a person does not have something to eat, it becomes a problem. And that's why we see people eating, stealing. It's an appetite, is an intensive to work. Hunger make you work all the harder. That's a Proverbs 16:26. Now, let's go Proverbs 14:23. If you work hard, you will have plenty. If you do nothing but talk, you will not have enough. In other words, if we work hard, you will have plenty. But if you talk, you don't do nothing, you just talk, you will not have enough. There are people who they just talk, they don't want to work. For them is to talk and say, people are not doing us nothing. The government is not doing us anything. But they want us to vote for them. But if you work, you will have plenty. But if you just talk, you will not have enough to eat. That's what they say. That is why in the book of 1 Thessalonians 4:11, 12, it said, do all you can to live a peaceful life. Mind your own business and earn your own living, as we told you before. If you do these things, then those who are not believers will respect the way you live, and you will not have to depend on others for what you need. That's what it says. Now, again, 2 Thessalonians 3, 8-12. We never accepted food from anyone without paying for it. We worked and worked so that we will not be a burden to any of you. We worked night and day. We had the right to ask you to help us. We had the right to ask you to help us, but we work to take care of ourselves so that we will be an example for you to follow. Then it said, when we were with you, we gave you this rule: whoever will not work should not be allowed to eat. When we were with you, we gave you this rule: whoever will not work should not be allowed to eat. We heard that some people in your group refuse to work. They are doing nothing except being busy in their lives of others. Our instruction to them is to stop bothering others, to start working and earn their own food. It is by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are urging them to do this. Alright. It's exactly 7:25. It being very good, is being wonderful. And I believe that God is continuing to restore our hearts, to restore our soul. I believe that God is continuing to restore our hearts and to restore our soul. So what we are going to do, I'm just gonna play this song, and then we will just say bye bye to you. We will continue tomorrow. It has been a wonderful night, a wonderful day. May God continue to help you and restore you. Let's just do the song that is saying, My Life Is In Your Hand by Kirk Friendly. Just enjoy the song.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hand.
Thank you. going.